leader of the Wahoo pack was named Lobo.
Fantastic record that is. Oh, that sounds a little bit weird. Hey, I'm not going to worry about, I'm always worrying about the mic. That was Lobo by The Runabouts, and this is G Minus Mark. You're listening to Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks, and Geeks, and I'm back. It's been a while, but you know, I like to let stuff build up, get something to actually play you guys. Every once in a while, someone asks me, say, hey, when are you going to do a show? And then I feel bad. I always imagine no one listens, but everyone, I mean, I'm not being self-effacing saying that, but I always think there's like less than six people who listen, and every once in a while I run into someone and they say, hey, it's been a while, and then I feel bad. But I'm not going to feel bad. I'm just going to tell you that was Lobo by The Runabouts with Johnny Hammer. Good old Johnny Hammer. What a guy. And I always loved that from the moment I heard it. That was on a lot of my compilations that I used to make tapes of. I heard that on, there was a whole bunch of albums. There was like 15 or maybe more of them called Vintage Collectors Rock and Roll. Not the white label ones. Maybe it wasn't vintage, it was like collect or something. But not the pre-runners to the white label, you know, Case Klopp ones. They were Swedish, I think, and that track was on one of them. I always wanted it, but, you know, didn't show up. And when one showed up for $20, that was beat to crap, by the way. Did you hear how well that played? I'm just saying, it's just my little Nukem. You shouldn't play valuable old records on old 50s equipment, but judge yourself on that one. This next record, I am very, very excited to hear. I've only heard a few seconds at the beginning when I was queuing it up because I know the song. I've heard it more times than I could estimate, but I've seen an original copy, and I think I heard it played on original copy around Steve Holloway's house in the early 80s, but this is the first time I've had a copy in my hands at my house. It's not mine. It belongs to Al Willis. He had it mailed here because the guy wanted to do that weird international shipping insurance thing. And so I got to mail it on to him, but I had to play it. I've even put it on my nice, my up-to-date turntable. I got that plumbed out because I didn't want to subject his, I want to subject someone else's records to my bizarre beliefs. Talking too much. Curfew. Steve Carl and the Jags. Original Meteor. First time I'll have ever played one on one of my turntables. Who cares? It's got to be great to hear this though, yeah?
I'm out of luck, I'm 17. Well, I own the beat, it makes it me. I had a date just the other night, but that own the beat makes quite a lot. I picked her up, it was a shot. She had to be in by 11 o'clock.
alcohol. If you gotta be in by curfew time, you might as well neck all the time. The time to die is to see a show. If you want to love me, you gotta go, man, go. Let's go now. Sun in your eyes. I say this curfew has got to go. Our teenage love will reach a new low.
So clean sounding, beautiful copy. Curfew, Steve Carl and the Jags, released on the Memphis Meteor label. I think that was the last release on Meteor 58. Owned by the Bahari Brothers. You all know this stuff. Did you know that wasn't a Meteor recording? You probably did. It was a Soma recording. And I wasn't supposed to come on and start talking now because I normally play two at the same time, but for some reason I did. But fair enough. Yeah, let's do that. It was a Soma record, and I was going to follow it by this, but instead I'll just play this and something else after it. This is Terry Lee and the Poor Boys, who actually recorded on Soma, as did Steve Carl and the Jags, but they took their tapes down. I guess Soma wasn't going to release them, and they got Meteor to release them. There was a half a dozen other tracks. They're all fantastic. As he didn't cut one bad song at that session. They're all just great. Stone Cold Mama is a fantastic record. So Terry Lee and the Poor Boys, which I just received through the mail, which I bought off of one of my friends at a very reasonable price. I'm super happy with. Their sort of claim to fame was the fact that people cite them as being the band that Bob Dylan was in the 50s, and he played piano and did a little Richard routine. Although I think that a lot of that was urban myth. I think the deal was that they were a local band that Bob Dylan would go and see play live, go back to where he was from and tell everybody he was actually in that band, and people at his high school believed him. I think that was the truth. I think even Dylan said it that way, but whatever. It's a freaking great record. It's called My Little Sue.
And today, a lonely night. Why did you leave me to see me that night? Where have you gone? My little Sue, what am I gonna do? Days are so long, now that you're gone. Sun doesn't shine, clouds are the time. Where have you gone? What am I gonna do? Oh, now let's cut loose, poor boys. Dreamless long nights, filled with regret. Gave you my heart, but what did I get? Where have you gone? My little Sue, what am I gonna do? Let's hit it again now. Empty days, lonely nights. Why did you leave me to see me that night? Where have you gone? My little Sue, what am I gonna do? Days are so long, now that you're gone. Sun doesn't shine, clouds all the time. Where have you gone?
My little sister, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Late last night, I had a date. I must have been out with Dracula's mate. Cause what she did to me will probably ruin my name. And all the guys are really putting me to shame. Well, I parked my car down a lover's lane. I kissed her once, and she did the same. But when I wasn't looking, I'll tell you by heck, she put a monkey bite on my neck. What? A monkey bite on my neck. What's that? A monkey bite on my neck. Well, I tell you boys, it's a dirty trick when she put that monkey bite on my neck. Put that monkey bite on your neck. I went downtown the very next day. My collar turned up and not a thing to say. But word got around and all the guys knew the chick had put the monkey bite on my neck. What? A monkey bite on my neck. What's that? A monkey bite on my neck. Well, I tell you boys, it's a dirty trick when she put that monkey bite on my neck.
That's a record I've had before, and I sold, and now I have it again. I got it years ago. I was obsessed with him back in, it sounds weird, doesn't it? I was obsessed with him. I used to hang outside his window and watch him shower. No, I was obsessed with his music back in the 80s, because I loved Rhonda Lee when I first heard it, and that was definitely the first thing I heard by him. Al Hendricks we're talking about. And in case you just walked in, Al Hendricks, everybody. So I always loved Rhonda Lee, and I think the next thing I heard was Young and Wild, like at least 10 years after I'd heard Rhonda Lee in the early 80s. And I remember thinking, oh, this is so great, and it sounds like Rhonda Lee, but better. And then I think there was the whole side of the unissued, oh, no, it wasn't unissued stuff. It was just Pike stuff on a collector LP. And when I heard Monkey Bios, really wanted to find a picture of him and, you know, find out anything. And, you know, now he plays the scene, and I've seen him play, and it's fantastic, but it's almost cooler when there's a mystery, you know? Because, you know, I've seen photos of him now, but he was at one point someone I was really fascinated by. And anyway, I had that record got so desirable that I sold it for a lot of money. And I bought this for a lot of money, but I think half of what I sold my original one for a couple of years ago. So I've got it back, and there was a profit, hey. Next record is one I cannot believe I own. This is got to be, like, way up there in the pride of my collection. I didn't expect to get this. I traded it with somebody who also loved it but wanted what I had even more. And I can't remember what it was had. It was something garagey, or it was something really good, but just a little slightly bit away from my kind of, you know, direction, which has definitely been, I've definitely just been far more focused on just getting my favorite rockabilly originals now. I've definitely moved a lot away from hillbilly because I've got too much. So, but to get this is probably why I'm rambling on so much. I should just tell you what it is. On the TNT label, Jimmy D, Rock TikTok, I'd only ever had this on a bootleg EP that was done in Germany. But this is an original copy. Both sides are great, but I'm going to play this side. Rock TikTok, Jimmy D.
Gotta come dance with me. Well, I'll pick up, I'm gonna dance.
Great record that is. Something again just arrived yesterday, didn't expect to get, and that was a nice price. The guy who sold it was very reasonable on it. Valis Craig, Little Miss Mary. He also did Spring Fever. This is on the International Artists label. I could use Spring Fever as well. It's one of those records I see often, but it needs to be the right price for me. I think it's great, but it's sometimes for me it is a little overpriced, and it's good, but it's not killer. It's not bullshit, but it's not killer. Some people know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I am trying to remember if I played this. And I can't, so I'm going to play it again. And if I did, I probably made this huge long speech about it that I'm going to make again, which may be tedious. So maybe if I make the show 10 minutes longer, it will be 10 minutes more tedious, thus doubling the problem. What are we going to do? Anyway, I want to talk about this next record. No, I do. I want to talk about this next record. I believe I have something here that really needs... It kind of needs like a... You know, it needs a little while to explain why I think it's a fantastic find. I got this off Vince Molendino, doo-wop guy, and I think it's pretty much... You know, an okay doo-wop record. It's more teen slash doo-wop. It's one of those kind of white rock and roll groups that, you know, it's an okay doo-wop record. And the flip is a cover version of Ya Ya. We're talking about the Jordan Brothers, and this is on Ruby. I don't know who the Jordan Brothers were. I would really like to know. So when I saw it, I thought, what a great looking label. And I started listening to it, and I thought to myself, this is one of those records that will be saved if it has a really killer guitar break. You know, you hear things sometimes and you're on the fence, and then you're okay, you're waiting for the break, and then you either get like a fiddle or a accordion, and you go, yeah, yeah, and you throw it straight in the junk box, or you get like a really good break. This is the ultimate example of that. This is where you're thinking, this record's kind of interesting. It could be, I might pick it up if it has a good break. This is not only the king of unexpected good breaks. This is one of the great lost rock and roll solos in history. Well, no, to me it is. You know, there's lots of guitar solos I love, but I think if you wanted to play someone the perfect, like, late 50s rock and roll solo, I can't think of anything better than this. Everything about the guitar solo, I know I'm going on, but I have to do this. Everything about the guitar solo in this track is just perfect. The tone, the aggression, the sound. I mean, it's just the most killer rock and roll guitar break in a kind of a mediocre sounding record. And if anyone knows who this guitarist was, I'd like to give him a medal. And the medal can say whatever he wants it to. I present to you Ya Ya by the Jordan Brothers. And you can even hear him turn the volume control up a second before the solo. Check this out.
Well, now I'm sitting in a la-la waiting for my ya-ya. Yeah, I'm sitting in a la-la waiting for my ya-ya. It may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming.
Come on and be my full-time time, baby. Come on and be my full time, baby. Come on and be my full time, baby. Don't you part time me. Baby, come on and be my full time, baby. Come on and be my full time, baby. Don't you part time me. Come on and give me full time loving. Come on and give me full time loving. Come on and be my full time, baby. Don't you part time me.
Why the hell wasn't that a hit? That's a pop song, little buddy, right there. That's something different, right there. Speak to Sam. That should have been a hit. I remember that song. It was in Carnival Rock, but I don't remember it sounding like that. Maybe this was the studio version. The Blockbusters, Full Time Baby on Antler, which was a Mercury subsidiary. If that had got radio play, surely that would have been a hit. That's a really unique, great harmonies, catchy rock and roll song. If anything should have been a hit that wasn't commercially, that was it. That's my opinion. But what about that Jordan Brothers record? Were you winding your watch when you heard that guitar break? When I first heard it, I played it again and again and again and again and again. And we need to hear the break one more time. I can't get over it. Listen to the aggression the guy plays with. And who was he or she? Brothers, it would be a she.
You know that I love you. Oh, how I love you. Well, I'm sending love, waiting on me. Yeah, I'm sitting in la la, waiting. Sound funny, but I know that she's coming on.
Insane. Was that Link? Who was that guitar player? Look, find out for me. Ruby Records, Ya Ya, the Jordan Brothers, BROS, full stop, period, whatever you want to say. Written by Dorsey Robinson, well, obviously, because it's a cover version. The other side is called Gee Whiz, written by Thomas and Vicky. Man, that's just. Woof. So, the next three records could be an interesting experiment. I think they should go together amazingly because they're three really unique, just mind-alteringly good records. I am the king of record hyperbole. I know this. Just go, yeah, it's the best record ever, Mark, again. But this is really special. I got to thank Max Stevens, found a copy of this, and he liked it so much. He just really collects sun and the occasional thing he doesn't keep. He likes to sell. He has to. It's his livelihood. And he couldn't sell this. And I said, get me one. And eventually got me one. And I thought it was completely unknown. And I think it's possibly known on the Exotica kind of scene. But this record, it's on the Renner label, manufactured by TNT, Tanner in Texas. Virginia, V-apostrophe-J-I-N-J-A. Virginia, the Schumann Kids, Bob, Eileen, and Jimmy. this for me was just instant. By God, this could be for some people instant time for a cup of tea or coffee. Thank you. hope someone out there enjoyed those three records as much as I just did, because I tell you, I don't normally put three records together, but that's three absolutely near undefinable female minor key classics. So we had Virginia, which I hope blew a few people's socks, followed by one of Mr. Hyperbole Strikes Again, followed by one of my all-time favorite records, You'll Never Know, by Suzanne on the Trump, on the Donald Trump label. No, on the Trump label. I stay politically neutral always, like Johnny Cash, I will walk the line. Ah, so what am I playing next? I don't, did I play this last time? If I did, I should play the other side. No, I didn't play this. A dream record again. I hate to keep saying this, like, oh well, I'm so lucky. Just luck. I just had to have it. Bought it off in the Cooler Conrad, I think. No, I didn't. He had a copy. I got it off of someone else. Anyway, I'm really pleased to own this on an original. It's been on my wants list since the 80s, and now it is no longer on that sort of wants list that only exists in my head. Richie Duran on the Pontiac label. This is A Girl in a Hot Rod.
Graduation's almost through. Don't know what I'm gonna do. My dad said to me one day, Sonny, oh, what's wrong with you? I want a girl and a hot rod. I want a girl and a hot rod. I want a girl and a hot rod. Well, one that I can call my own. He looked at me with staring eyes. Oh, how those eyes could hypnotize. Take just one more stand to make me a man. I want a girl and a hot rod. I want a girl and a hot rod. I want a girl and a hot rod. Well, one that I can call my own.
Up the wall, been a hibernating in the chimney ever since last fall. Iggy Joe, got to have a little fun. Iggy Joe, really on the run. Iggy Joe, like a squirrel, watching rattle and roll. Iggy Joe, Iggy Joe, Iggy Joe. Iggy Joe grabbed his spoon and started banging on his knees. Said, I'm so full of pep that I'm in misery. Iggy Joe, Iggy Joe, got to find his honey bun. When he does, he's gonna dance and swing until the sun. He has to turn it upside down. Iggy Joe, really.
Made me happy to get that as well. I keep saying the same. Maybe I should just, we should always assume that I'm happy to get it and I really like it. Why don't we say that? I'll generally tell you if I don't like it. Why don't I? Yeah, I can't do it. Iggy Joe, Willie Ward, Darby with Ray Bolling and the Braves, or the Raves, I should say. Came out, I got it on Star. Mine's a blue label. It came out on another label, Star Variation. It's about a month's different. I think someone said, I don't know. Why would I care? Probably you'd have to like sit me down with a big chart and try to explain why I would care about label variations if they're both sort of close to each other in time. You explain it. If as long as I can take a nap, says the most boring person on earth. I'm going to play a record that arrived yesterday. I had this years and years ago. I think I've had it three, I'm not sure. I bought it off of a guy called Peter Cooper who had a copy and I really wanted it. I met him in London in a nightclub about 20 something years ago. I remember because my band was playing and he came along to the gig for me to pick up the record and I paid £100 for it and I kept it up until about a year ago and I sold a copy to Dave Brown because he gave me a good offer on it. And now I just bought another copy for probably half of what he sold me his for. Actually, I think probably a third of what I sold in my copy. This is way cleaner than mine. I mean, the guy described it as G+ and glad I didn't grade it. I'd have at least given it a VG+. But he was probably grading it on sound. The thing with this record, Bobby Hodge going to take my guitar on Rebel, which was out of Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. I know these things because I can read the label. They play like crap, absolutely all of them, even mint copies, I think. But I don't use that modern equipment for you folks likes to listen to them Blue Note LPs with your headphones on. I don't do that. I use industrial stuff. So I get an okay sound of that. You'll hear background noise, but I think you'll understand that 50s Newcomb technology can handle bad pressings. Bobby Hodge.
Gonna take my guitar and leave this town. I'm gonna find me a new place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. This guitar wants to see a new place. I guess, baby, you want to see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach by mail. Well, you know why, baby, because you turned me down. You thought I'd always be around. But I'm telling you, baby, you got a lot to learn. Me and this guitar's gonna be gone. We're gonna be too far to reach by phone. In the honky-tonks, we're gonna have ourselves a time. Pretty loud, it sure feels good to get away from your crowd. So I'm heading south for I know a gal named Dinah. If the creeks don't rise and the weather stays fair, it won't be long and we'll be right there in my hometown in the state of North Carolina. I'm gonna take my guitar and leave this town. I'm gonna find me a new place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. This guitar wants to see a new place. I guess, baby, you want to see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach by mail. Because you turned me down, you thought I'd always be around. But I'm telling you, baby, you got a lot to learn. Me and this guitar's gonna be gone. We're gonna be too far to reach by phone. In the honky-tonks, we're gonna have ourselves a time. I've tried to change you, but what's the use? You're a red-hot mama and you're on the loose. And you never tire of honky-tonking around. This big guitar is ringing loud. It's all tuned ready to go, so goodbye, baby, I'm North Carolina bound.
Give me your love tonight. You know there's no need to fight. me your love tonight. Kiss me tight. You may be mine, but your lips don't lie. So baby, don't give me your love our secret, why do you hesitate? Come closer to me, you know it's a getting late. Give me your love tonight. Give me your love tonight.
That boy's gonna be a cotton picking star. You heard him say he's got the voice of an angel.
Oh my God, there's no surprise that that guy is the label mate of Bob Cribble. Stan Korb, give me your love on the Cool label. Right? Yeah. Terrible. Awesome. It's in between. It's great though, isn't it? You know what I mean? You get love though, you don't. I'm going to play a couple of weird records next, a couple of oddball rockers. They both share two things in common, that they both have great guitar breaks. And who knows if the second one comes under that Eddie Cochran umbrella possibility. The first one is kind of like that last record. It's awful. And it's fantastic. It's fantastically awful. When I first got it, I looked at it. I just bought it somewhere on the road. You know, I think in like a... just a charity store, an antique store, 10 cents or something. It's on the Northland label, the same label as Rock and Roll Saddles by Johnny Edwards, a two-sided record that I love, two-sided. Did you know some records have one side? And I thought it was just going to be pop, and it sort of is. But I love finding things on labels that I'm... if I'm really familiar with a label that there's that one rockabilly killer and it's the only thing you've ever seen on that label, then you see something else on that label. And even if it's poker or square dance or pop, I'll always buy it because it's just, I just love seeing that. You know, where I've seen things like, I've got another record on Crystal, the same Crystal as Bill Prager. And I got a record on Banana, like Cliff Davis. And neither are good records, but, you know, just put them on the wall. And I thought this was going to be a put on the wall, but this is a quandary, this record, because like, you know, many other things, this could have been a great track for Buddy Knox. I'm like the history rock and roll matchmaker. If we can go back in time and get this song to Buddy Knox, it might have made it as an album track. No, it's a really good song. It's super catchy. It's got kind of horrible Guy Mitchell-esque type backing vocals. You know, oh, da, 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 da. His voice isn't good. Although his voice is okay, it just doesn't seem to be fitting in rock and roll. It's like he's trying to sing a rock and roll song and he's a pop singer. He's got a fantastic backing band. Like, when you get to the break, all of a sudden you're going from, oh my God, why is he playing me this? Why would you endure 30 seconds of this? To, oh, all of a sudden this has turned into a good record. And the more I play it, the more I like it. I've got to the point where I don't hear it as a bad record. I just hear it as an odd record that could have been better, but for 10 cents, 25 cents, whatever it is, I get a lot of fun out of it. See what you think. Ever, Ever True, Bob Winston on the Northland label.
Ever, Ever True.
I'm in love with you, as sure as stars that shine above. You're my one and only, my little turtle dove. I will always be ever, ever true to you. You're the sweetest thing that ever happened to me. Here is my heart, for you have the key. I will always be ever, ever true to you. Yes, I will always be true. I'll never, never make you blue. Tell me that you love me too. come into my loving arms and I will hold you tight. Kiss me, sweet baby, with all of your might. I will always be ever, ever true to you.
No, don't write me about it. It's Rene Hall, isn't it? That has got to be Rene Hall. I'm here in Twitchy. That's Rene Hall. And it's a Hollywood label. Ditto. Davy Douglas, Shivers. He did Party Crasher, which seems to make it sometimes in the Cochrane discography. I don't think Cochrane was anything to do with it, those, as usual. So the next record is a Canadian record that I think I bought it on a repro when it came out in the mid-80s. I loved it the second I heard it. I still love it every time I play it. It's a record that people know, but I don't ever hear anybody really give any credit to. An original copy came up, a beautiful copy, which I got off of Lonnie, and he priced it well, and it's mint. So we're talking about Jack Bailey on the Ford label. The track is called Oh What Love Is. He was a Canadian, I believe, and he did another record on Rodeo that I really, really want. I forget what it's called now. I found it on YouTube and I've been looking for it and not been able to find one. I only have one hope. That's Ben Shulman in Canada. He's my sort of go-to guy. And when I'm like, hey, I'm looking for this Canadian record. But whatever. I mean, I think this is an underrated record, or maybe it's not. Maybe you love it as much as I do. This is Jack Ford. It's Jack Bailey. Actually, I work with a guy called Jack Bailey, but he goes by the name of Yogi, which is weird because he's from Swindon. And Mark Jones went by the name of Yogi and later became Mark Lamar. But I used to call him Yogi. So I refuse to call the new Yogi from Swindon who works with me here in Oregon Yogi. I prefer to think of him as Jack. Anyway, this is Jack Bailey. Or What Love Is. No, don't spoil it. Here it is.
What love is. What love is. I wouldn't take it for the stars above. belongs to the human race. Woo! What love is. Woo! What love is. I wouldn't change it for an astronaut. I wouldn't change it for a real moonshot. Because it came from Adam and Eve. The tricks of it all are up my sleeve. Even though you won't believe. Oh, what love is. Oh, what love is.
One of those things I picked up like for nothing. It was in a stack of beat up records. Jimmy Carroll Jr. I think that's probably the Big Green Car guy because there's a picture of him on the label. And I've seen a picture of Jimmy Carroll and it looks like the same guy on the Glasser Hollywood label. So that would be Dick Glasser, I imagine. Oh, arranged by Sid Glasser. It's got to be something to do with Dick Glasser from 61. The other side, Shy Boy, I picked it up. I thought, oh, that looks like a, you know, a teen record I can sell. But that's a kind of a. I mean, when you think it's 61, when you first hear it, it almost sounds a little bit garagey, like it'd be 67 or something. But 61, it's just a tough kind of teen novelty record. that I think is good, but I do not think it's as good as this next one. Another moment of absolute satisfaction to get something. I kind of knew I'd get one of these one day. I've seen a couple. I've tried to get some. I've seen it when it's been too high and I've bid on a bit too low on it. It's a record. Oh God, I'm going to have to say that it's one of my all-time favorites. Again, I have thousands of all-time favorites. Let's just accept that. I remember exactly where I heard this, and it was on a Buffalo Bop. I think it was the same one as had the Giants on the cover. So it had Tornado by the Giants, and the track I'm talking about is Wayne Hammond, Can't See Why, on the Gala label. I like the Gala label. I've got several originals on that label, like Otis White, Echo Atkinson. I've got the first version of Last Kiss by Wayne Cocker, and you know, the one on the Dark Red label. I've got Otis White. I might have said that. But this is the one that eluded me. I really, really love this. I think it gets classed as a teen record. It's not a teen record. It's a 50, I think it's 58 from memory. And it's a rock and roll record. It's got that, you know, C, A minor, F, C, F, G turnaround, or that kind of whatever key it's in. And it's definitely got that, what became a teen sound. But this is just a great rock and roll record. Fabulous. Absolutely. I seem to be really, really infused about everything. I am infused about everything I'm playing this week, actually. I've got a lot of my favorites here. I've been lucky. This is Wayne Hammond and the Staffires. Can't See Why. Can't See Why or Can't See Why, depending on which side of the pond you're on. On the Gala label. Think of anything to follow it. I wanted to let it sit on its own. Can't See Why, Wayne Hammond and the Starfires on Gala, one of my favorite records. And I thought it'd be a good place to we've kind of gone on a slight rock and roll pop tip, and I'm all right with that. The journey goes where it goes. And so I'm going to end that with these two records that I used to like a lot, and I think they're okay, but I kind of hear them as kind of pop rockers now. But I really couldn't resist getting not one but both of them. And I'll explain why this was important. None of this is really important. It's on the scale of importance, really, that we're not even on a two. But nevertheless, back in the 80s, they bought out a repro on the RCA label, and I think it was done in Germany, I'm not sure. It was a yellow RCA. It was kind of a fictitious promo design, and there were two records by Bob King, Party Hop and Rockin' Jukebox. Is that what it was called? Oh, am I getting it mixed up with another record? Whatever it was called, anyway. Party Hop, why don't I just look at the record, and Rockin' Jukebox. They were paired as 145, and I was under the impression that they were unreleased or they were from an LP or something. And then I found later that they were RCA 45s, but just in Canada. And I was mentioning Ben Shulman recently, and when I saw him put a copy of Rockin' Jukebox up, I mean, I'd never seen one. I really decided to get it. And then not long ago, about a month later, he put up Party Hop, which was another 45. So I have them both, so I'm going to play them both. Can I say poppy rock and roll? But I think they warrant a play, because I bought them and I'll put them away soon and probably forget about them. Two from Bob King, starting with Rockin' Jukebox.
Well, there's a candy store in town. Kids all gather, jump up and down. The rock and roll do the latest step. We got a rockin' jukebox that's really hip. Bet you never heard a jukebox play. Rock and roll in such a jumping way. Put another nickel in the slot. Back, buddy, 'cause you're gonna rock. We're rockin' jukebox, rock, rock, rock. Rockin' jukebox, rock, rock, rock. How the kids love it, they all yell for more. Dig the rockin' jukebox in the candy store. Shoes and really move. Well, can't move around. You wanna be a square when the rockin' jukebox starts to blare. Everybody jumping, now you're in for a treat. When the rockin' jukebox plays the rockin' beat. Rockin' jukebox, rock, rock, rock. Rockin' jukebox, rock, rock, rock. How the kids love it, they all yell for more. Dig the rockin' jukebox in the candy store. Because you're gonna rock. We're rockin' jukebox, rock, rock, rock. Rockin' jukebox, rock, rock, rock. How the kids love it, they all yell for more. Dig the rockin' jukebox in the candy store.
At the hop, 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 party hop. At the hop, 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 party hop. Well, let's go to the party and we'll have a hop. We're gonna get a kick while we do the bop. Let's go to the party and we'll rock and roll. I wanna hold your hand. Everybody's gonna be there, all the guys and gals. See, they will be dancing at the party hop. At the hop, hop, hop. Party hop, at the hop, hop, hop. Party hop, at the hop, hop, hop. Party hop, at the hop, hop, hop. Party hop. Let's go to the party and we'll have a ball. Dancing at the party hop's most of all. Maybe have a little time for teenage talk. Let's go to the party and with Susie Q. We'll really have some fun, play a game or two. We'll be rocking and reeling and we'll really get the feeling when we're dancing at the party hop. At the hop, hop, hop. Party hop, at the hop, hop, hop. Party hop, at the hop, hop, hop. Party hop, at the hop, hop, hop. Party hop. Let's go to the party and we'll have a ball. Dancing at the party hop's most of all. We'll be right back.
hop at the hop, hop, hop. Party hop at the hop, hop, hop. Party hop at the hop, hop, hop. Party hop. Let's go to the party and we'll have a ball. Dancing at the party hop is most of all.
That's kind of awful. No, it's good. No, it's good. It's good. It's good to have it because I need it. I think. Party Hop, Bob King, making up. Because I had it on a repro and I had to have the 245 so I can say I have them. Like this next one. Gonna change. We have a little hillbilly break here, but this is really, really some good stuff. So even if you're not particularly a man of the hillbilliness, maybe you might enjoy this next couple because they're borderline rockabilly. I got both of these cheap in Portland about 6 months ago. I always take photographs of things I find. And I do that because I like to brag and just have, I really seek attention. There's an element of that. I like to put things on social media that I find because the thing I love living out in the wilderness and being like a hermit and antisocial. But I do crave sharing my interests with people. That's why I do this, and that's why I post things on social media. Because, you know, when you move to a different country and you don't have a circle of people you hang out with that are into music, you kind of want to say, look, because you want someone to be excited for you. It's the old thing. If all of a sudden all the people disappeared in the world, you were the last person. They just vanished into thin air. Somehow you still have electricity. And somehow you can travel to wherever you want because you can. Would you still collect? I mean, would you bother like making a Mad Max kind of vehicle and driving to my house or who's ever and taking our records without someone to say, oh, you got that. It's really difficult to enjoy it as much. So that is why I post loads of things. And that's why I've gone off on a huge tangent. Nevertheless, a couple of records I picked up from Craig Mora and I put them online. Oh yeah, that's where I went wrong. That was the angle I took. A lot of my friends, oh, are they for sale? I'm like, yeah, probably. I've just beaten up kind of hillbilly boppers. I think they're okay. I wasn't that worried. They're both on the Carl label. I've got some good things on that K-A-R-L Ohio label, I think. Probably the best one for me is Hey Hey Don't Tease Me. Jack, I nearly said Kingston. It's not, is it? Bo Ratliff. Hey, Hey, Don't Tease Me is great on that label. But these two I kind of knew. I think one of them had been on a compilation Pascal did years back, but I couldn't recall either of them, and I didn't have any opinion. I thought, yeah, I'll probably just clean them up and sell them. But when I played them, they were keepers. This is a hillbilly bopper, but this is so darn catchy. Huckleberry Junction, Von Stevens, and String Dusters on Carl. Somehow I hit the volume. Let us start it again. There you go.
Have you ever been down to Huckleberry Junction, up Muskrat Holler on Beaver Creek? There's a knockdown dance you there, man, you do a
to live my life the way I could. I'm falling in love with you, princess, I really would. If I own a white horse, I know where I would be. Inside of you, loving you, that's the place for me. Why could was a princess as pretty as can be? Her hair was black and wavy, a pretty sight to see. Her dad, the chieftain of the tribe, as fearless as they came, killed any man that thought of changing Whitefoot's name. If I had a chance to live my life the way I could, I would fall in love with the new princess, I really would. If I were an all-white horse, I know where I would be. Beside of you, loving you, that's the place for me. Daughter Whitefoot very much. He said you'll have to fight for her to prove your love is such. And now the fight is over, the princess is my wife. We'll strive to be happy the rest of our lives. If I had a chance to live my life the way I could, I would fall in love with you, princess, I really would. If I were an all-white horse, I know where I would be. Beside of you, loving you, that's the place for me.
All right. Now, Matt.
I was looking. Oops. Oh, dear me, guys. Looking for something that I really wanted to play, but I can't find it. I got another really good hillbilly record recently that seems to be completely uncatalogued. Never mind. That was two records on the Carl label. An Eager Wood. It was Carl Eager's label, then, obviously. He recorded on Republic. I think he did. He might have done Four Star Custom as well, didn't he? Oh, no. Little Dickie Chaffin, or Little Dickie Chaffin and the Cheyenne Cowboys and Princess Whitefoot there. Vocal with a string band on the Carl label. We're giving it out to you from Eaglewood Productions. Yeah. Said that because I don't know anything about it. It's great though. Both of those. Huckleberry Junction. That's so catchy. So, where are we at with the time? We're over time. Let's go out. Let's get out of here. Let's go out with a ballad. Country ballad. Because I play some country. This is so beautiful. Well, you know, if you like this kind of thing. I do. Starday 335, Gary Bryant. Since You're Gone. Perfect country record. Hillbilly ballad, honky tonk. So you can turn it off, because it's the last record, and I'll be back sometime. Who knows when. But enjoy. Why not?
I lay awake and stare at the ceiling and wonder why you want to be free. I've never had such a lonely feeling since you're gone, since you left me. I toss and turn and wait for tomorrow, just another day filled with misery. Only me and my maker know my sorrow since you're gone, since you left me. Tonight I wonder if you are yearning, I wonder if you're missing me. Is the flame of love inside your heart still burning? Soon Since you're gone, since you left me, sleep won't come, a neon sign is blinking. Its blue light reflects my agony. To want you back is just wishful thinking. Since you're gone, since you left me, since you're gone, since you left me, since you're gone.